Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know, I neglected to mention when we were talking about the membership drive that one of our thank you gifts, again, this drive, and we're going to retire it after this drive, is the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And if you ask for that when you join or pick it if you're on the web and not calling in, you'll get Brian Lehrer Show themed puzzles, games, mazes, a bridge gate word search, and other things. So if you want the Brian Lehrer Show activity book, go to WNYC.org or call 888-376-WNYC, 888-376-9692. And again, this membership drive will conclude each day with none other than the creator of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book, John Chinesky, with puzzles and games and brain exercises. And for today, it's some This Day in History trivia. So listeners, our phone lines are open if you want to try your luck and test your brain in today's puzzle. Call us on our on-air number. That's not our pledge line. It's our on-air number. We'll never ask you for money on the air. 212-433-WNYC. And if you get two in a row right, we will send you as a gift the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. 212-433-WNYC for anybody who wants to play This Day in History. We have 5 minutes to play with John Chinesky, so call us up right now. You'll get right on. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, Brian. It's great to be back.
Good. And I want to get all your other credentials out there. You're the puzzle master for Ask Me Another.
A puzzle guru.
Puzzle guru. I don't want to confuse masters and gurus.
Well, Will Shortz reserves the title puzzle master on NPR.
Got it. So for Ask Me Another. And you do these things out in the world, too, right?
All sorts of things, yeah. We do a Q&A podcast at qandapodcast.com. It's a repeat of the Saturday night show that we do at One Star Bar.
Ha. So what happened on May 17th in past years? David in Brooklyn Heights, you ready for a question?
Absolutely.
Hey, David. Let's see. Let's start with a big one. Happy anniversary to Tanya McCloskey and Marsha Kadish, who in 2004 became the first same-sex U.S. couple to legally marry in what U.S. state?
I'm going to guess California.
No, it was Massachusetts.
Sorry, David. Thanks for trying. 212-433-WNYC. Folks, if you want to try your hand at This Day in History and win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Alan in Brooklyn. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Brian.
Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Alan. Here's a question about a comedian. His first big role on American TV was Drew Carey's boss, Mr. Wick, on The Drew Carey Show. What Scottish-born former late-night host now discusses unorthodox historical issues on the TV show Join or Die?
The fellow who used to be on before James Corden.
Oh, that's correct. I do need the last name, though. It's the most important part of the answer.
But not Kilborn was the other fellow.
Oh, you know
not
so
Craig.
Many things.
I'm sorry, Alan. Who is it?
It's Craig Ferguson. Happy birthday, Craig Ferguson. Right.
Carla in Garden City. Hi, Carla. You ready for one?
Yes, thanks.
John, go.
Hey, Carla. One of the greatest boxers of all time was born on this day, Ray Charles Leonard, who's much better known by what sweet nickname?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
sweet
okay.
Sweet Baby Ray? I don't know.
Sweet Baby Ray it would be a great nickname, but no, we're talking about Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar.
Steve in Roselle Park. Hi, Steve. You ready?
Hi, yep.
Hi, Steve. Here's another sports question. Goalkeeper Billy Smith allowed only 6 goals in a 4-game sweep of the Flyers as what NHL team won their 4th consecutive Stanley Cup on this day in 1983?
Now I'm going to guess the Rangers.
Oh, you should have went with the other one, the New York Islanders.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Ann in Mahwah, you ready for this day in history question?
Yeah.
Hi, Ann.
Hey,
Ann. Go
ahead, John. On this day in 2011, in Chicago, Michael Jordan, Katie Holmes, Tom Hanks, Stevie Wonder, and other stars joined what TV host to record the very last episode of her 25-year talk show?
Oh, boy.
Chicago talk show, 25 years old. And in 2011, last episode?
Think biggest one of all time.
She.
She.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Sorry, Anne. And the answer is...
Oprah Winfrey, of
course. Eric in Forest Hills. You ready for one?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Eric, let's try this. We recently lost actor Bill Paxton, who would have been 62 today. Among his many accomplishments is the popularization of "game over, man" as a phrase, which he famously wailed as Private William Hudson in what 1986 sci-fi movie sequel?
Oh, man. Aliens?
That is correct. All right,
yes.
You got one.
That's one. One more, and you win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book.
Let's try another one. Born on this day in 1950, lyricist Howard Ashman's last work was on what 1991 smash Disney movie, based on a 1756 story by Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont?
Wow. I'm going to say France, Beauty and the Beast.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Eric, you did it. You broke through. I can't believe how many people we went through without actually giving away an activity book today. So, Eric, hang on. We're going to get your address off the air, and let's see if we can give away at least one more here. How about Michelle in Manhattan? Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
Go, John.
Hi, Michelle. On this day in 1967... film of what Nobel Prize winner's 1965 UK tour was released as the music documentary Don't Look Back? He just won a Nobel.
I'm going to guess Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is a great guess because that is correct. Nicely done.
You won it for poetry or literature?
Literature. Right. Yeah. Here's your second question. It's the birthday today of Trent Reznor, founder and lead singer of Nine Inch Nails, who won the Oscar for Best Original Score for scoring what 2010 film?
The Social Network.
Yes, congratulations.
And, whoops, we were playing our outro music.
That's
there it is. Instead of the fanfare, Michelle, yay. Hang on, and we're going to take your address off the air. And that's all the time we have for today's Today in History. We're going to do this again. Tomorrow?
Yes, please. We'll
that
do
would
it.
Be great. With John Chinesky, puzzle guru from Ask Me Another and designer of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. All right. You were doing the sports questions. You didn't do my favorite May 17th in history sports question.
Hit me with it.
It's a Yankees question. What happened on this day in 1998?
I give up. What is it?
David Wells pitched a perfect game.
Wonderful. Great.
And I was lucky enough to be there.
Take a book.
With two kids in tow. Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show, right after the news, Garry Kasparov, speaking of sports, discusses the limits of machine intelligence. And playwright and composer Paula Vogel and director Rebecca Taishman discuss the Broadway run of Indecent. Leonard, right after the news here on WNYC.